This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham City Attorney and School Board Member Randall Woodfin has a new title he can add to his resume this morning, Mayor-elect. Woodfin defeated Mayor William Bell in a municipal runoff yesterday. Represents a generational change as the 36-year-old Woodfin is set to become the city's youngest mayor in more than 120 years. We talk about that race and other results from yesterday's election with Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart. She's WBHM's local government reporter. Cheryl, thanks for joining us.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing okay. Now, this win by Woodfin, how significant is it?
This is huge. You think about the fact that the incumbent, William Bell, had been in office for almost 8 years. There were several projects in place. He felt that he was rolling along, but apparently the voters didn't think so, and they gave that nod to Woodfin. So there will be some changes coming forth, a new generation of leadership for Birmingham.
Well, you were at William Bell's gathering last night as results came in. What did you hear from him? What was things like there?
It was very quiet for a very long time. It was sad. There are some who were saying it was almost like a funeral. They saw this coming early on as the totals rolled in. One significant point is that Mr. Bell did not win his home box, Legion Field, and that's one of the largest boxes in the city. Once that was fairly widely known, you know, That was it.
Well, there was, of course, a lot of excitement on Woodfin's side and among his supporters. You talk about change, but do we have a sense of why Woodfin won?
I did an interview with UAB political scientist Dr. Angela Lewis, and she talked about this movement toward change that actually started with the first election of former President Barack Obama. And she said that particular trend had been showing up in other races throughout the country. Mr. Woodfin had significant support from people in the progressive movement. He raised money all over the country, and he was able to present his narrative to the voters, his narrative that was that Birmingham deserves better, Birmingham was failing, the neighborhoods were neglected to a great part other than those that are right downtown, and he did it very effectively.
Well, turning to the city council races, we had three runoffs in the city council, and three new members will be coming to the council. Two of those cases, it's because the incumbents lost.
Yes, Jonathan Austin, the council president, who had feuded with Bell for the past 2 years over everything from budgets to appointments, power on the Waterworks Board, all of those things they feuded over. Now both of them are out. So he lost to Daryl O'Quinn, who is president of the Citizens Advisory Board. That's the organization of city neighborhoods. Also, Kim Rafferty lost by a very wide margin to Hunter Williams. So, yes, they're out. And then we've got John Hilliard, a former lawmaker, is coming into office now. He will claim that seat that was formerly held by Marcus Lundy, who did not run for re-election.
And he beat Roderick Royal, who is a former member of the city council as well.
Right.
But just in a moment or so left, we have new leadership in the mayor's office. We have new leadership, will have new leadership on the city council. How much of a difference might this make looking ahead?
I think you'll see a lot of new faces in City Hall. About 100 people who work in City Hall and city government are appointed. To the victor goes the spoils. So the question is, will many of those people resign and have an opportunity to be reappointed by Mayor Woodfin? Or what will happen? Will he bring a brand new crew? We don't know. Those are questions we'll be reporting on as this continues in transition.
Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart is WBHM's local government reporter. Cheryl, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.